って。
Hey guys, what's happening? RJ here, fellow freelancer. Hope your week has been a solid one and you are closing out on a high note. Always nice to go into the weekend, making sure that you had a good productive week. And speaking of the weekend, that's typically the time a lot of freelancers, if they're working on any sort of side project outside of work, it's usually the time that people will dedicate to their side projects. And that's actually what we're going to be having a little chat about today. And that's just honestly the importance of side projects for freelancers. Because let's be honest, freelancing can be stressful at some times. Even if you're moonlighting as a freelancer and you're just freelancing on the side, you have the time, the work, and the stress that comes along with a normal job. Maybe you have a family, or even, you know, pets can be stressful sometimes, so you have that when you come home from work, and then you have your freelance work, and we all know how dealing with clients can be stressful, and deadlines get missed, or something goes wrong, blah, blah, blah. It turns into this stressful thing, and especially when you're a freelancer working for yourself, moonlighting or full-time regardless, it's hard to shut off work. I know for me, I work from a home office, so I have a dedicated space in my house that is set to work, but it's really not terribly far away from my living room. Honestly, from, you know, where I sit on the couch most of the time, there's maybe like 10 feet between me and the chair I'm sitting in right now, where all the magic happens and the work gets done. And so it's hard to separate yourself out from work. I know for me, it's been hard for a long time, and it's something I still struggle with. And I'll actually just use last night as an example. Got some work done. You know, this week has been going well for me. Had been, I guess, by the time that this comes out. And there was just, you know, some lingering edits that needed to be made. Somebody sent me an email last night, and it was one of those things like, okay, first, I shouldn't be checking my email because it sparked this whole thought process. The second, I was like, oh, this is literally going to take me like 30 seconds to do. Let me just knock this out now so I don't have to worry about it in the morning. So I literally stopped my evening, stopped what I was doing, hopped on my computer, made the change, got it taken care of, shot a quick email response back. And that's not healthy for a number of reasons, but that just goes to kind of prove the point that it's hard, especially for those who work from home, to separate work from personal time. And one of the things that I've started to realize lately is how a side project that is not necessarily directly related to you and what you do as a freelancer, or is different enough, can really help kind of give you some work-life balance. And throughout this show, you can kind of sub in the word hobby for side project. Because I don't want to say that a side project is good to have when really a side project is more work. So I'm not saying just pile more work onto you. I'm saying that it's healthy, and I'm encouraging you guys to make sure that you have something that you can do. And I think that if it's not necessarily directly related to what you do, it can have a good impact, allows you to kind of change mindset, change the brainwaves that are thinking about work into something else. You know, maybe that's gardening, maybe that's video games, maybe it's designing if you're a developer, while still similar, you're using, you know, different parts of your brain, right? The creative versus the analytical part. Whatever it is, I found that not putting pressure on side projects, you know, and I'll just go ahead and bring it up. And that's Hector for me, right? So I worked on Hector, and I've been working on Hector. And it's been fun to work on something with a passion, you know, to be excited about it. But at the end of the day, it's not necessarily so much different than what I do day to day. Now, it's different in terms of I'm my own client, so I'm setting, you know, deadlines and stuff like that, so I have more control, and there's nobody breathing down my neck, or there's no, I need to get this done so I can get a paycheck and, you know, pay my bills. It's nothing like that, but it is very similar, right? I live in a code editor, which I do all day anyways, you know, taking a look at designs and implementing features and stuff like that. So it's not terribly different, but I will say that I picked up kind of a hobby. I've gone back to my youth a little bit, and I'm just going to put it out there because honestly, I don't care. A lot of you will probably think it's lame, but you know, I was a kid of the 90s and I grew up with Pokemon. Like seriously, Pokemon, right? Back in 1998, came out, you know, watched the, obviously played the video games, collected the cards and watched the show. And then it, you know, then it just obviously died out. I got into other things, so forth and so on. But here we are. And for whatever reason, this brand, you know, that is typically associated with kids has come back. You know, the kind of nostalgia, the excitement has come back. And so I've started to kind of pay attention to the brand more. I've started to collect the cards again. And you know, it's a card game, essentially. So as an adult, I can grasp that a lot more than when I was a kid. So now there's this like strategic competitive side of it. And I really enjoy that, the logic and the strategy behind doing something. So that has kind of occupied a space outside of work. And what I've noticed from that is that this, you know, Pokemon stuff is a hobby. Hector is a side project. And I have another side project that I'm working on as well, which is really just personal more than anything else. What I've noticed is that it's really kind of given me more structure. For somebody that works at home, is at home 95% of the time, and only potentially sits 10 feet away from where they, you know, at night than where they sit in the day, it's nice to have some kind of structure, something to look forward to. I remember when I was working full time for somebody else, I actually looked forward to coming home and working. And, you know, obviously you have the commute from one physical location to another to kind of give you that breakup of the day and that physical, okay, we're done with this and now on to this. And so that was kind of how my days were structured. But as I've been working for myself full time for just over 2 years now, that structure has been hard to come by because I wake up, you know, my commute is about 20 steps from my bedroom to my office. And, you know, when I'm done, I take about 10 steps from my office to the living room. And it's nice to do things on a personal level. It's nice to do things that you're not expecting a particular return from. Now, a couple episodes back, it's titled Stop Romanticizing the Hustle. And in that episode, I talked about how, you know, the pressure and the indirect peer pressure that comes along with kind of the industry that, you know, I work in as a developer, and I'm sure a lot of you who listen to the show kind of occupy as a creative individual. And just, you know, how we see all these people, right? Hustle, hustle, hustle. You see all these people putting out, you know, big stuff or launching a course or launching a book or launching a podcast, all these different things, right? Launching a new product, all these different things. And we're sitting here like, well, I got to get off my butt and do something about this. And how that put an unhealthy pressure on me. And that's actually why I took a little break from working on Hector, was because at the beginning, Hector was pure passion. I was excited. I was learning. I was doing stuff that I didn't normally do. And I was excited. And that was helping me drive forward in getting Hector done. But then I started thinking, oh man, I could turn Hector into this, you know, product that people pay for. And, you know, oh, that's what I want to do. I want to get into products. So I started thinking of it from the wrong mindset. What had given me the boost and the fuel to get Hector and to actually turn it into a thing, go from idea to execution, was the excitement and the fun that I was having. That fun dissipated because then I started getting people giving me their 2 cents, which is nice, but, you know, especially when it comes to project management, everybody has, you know, oh, it should do this or it should do that. And so I started to have to juggle those sort of requests. I started to have to, you know, think of it. Okay, well, it costs me money to have Hector up on servers and SSLs and all this stuff. You know, maybe I could make some money from that. But then it just changed the mindset from fun to more business. And again, it was that influence of hustle, hustle, hustle that was doing that. And so I took a break because that was obviously not allowing me to have my day structured. And I was still thinking about work all the time and feeling guilty about not necessarily working on Hector. You know, here comes, you know, Pokemon for me. And, you know, you can sub that for whatever, you know, gardening, exercising, you know, maybe you collect something, or maybe you have, you know, a group, maybe it's church, or who knows what it is for you, but something that is so not related to my work in any way. And I purely get to do it for enjoyment and entertainment without saying I could do this and I could make money from it, or I could do this and then I could build this for it with my skill set. None of that. And what I noticed in just, you know, the past month and a half that I kind of dove back in and spent way too much money on was that it really just helped put some perspective on work. Work being work and non-work time being able to be spent enjoying something other than work. I hope that what I'm talking about makes sense to you guys. And this is when, you know, setting a live show would be helpful, because, you know, maybe I could get some hands raised in the air or like some chats or whatever, but it's been nice. It's been, almost like a weight has been lifted off of me a little bit, that, you know, I'm starting to get over the fact that if I'm doing something non-work related, I don't have to feel guilty. I can have fun and enjoy that time, and it actually refreshes me for when I come back to work. And I think that's what side projects should do for you as a freelancer, as a creative person. Side projects should be that thing that kind of allows you to have fun, you know, maybe push your creative limits a little bit, and it should recharge you for when you get back to work. Because it should be a different mindset. You know, there's definitely something to be said for walking away from something and coming back to it, right? How many times have you been stuck on something? And then maybe for me, it happens overnight. Sometimes I literally dream up solutions to development issues that I'm having at, you know, at that particular time. And so there's something to be said from being able to take your brain away from what it is that you spend so much time and effort on, and how that can actually make you better at what you do. Simply logging hours in front of my computer doesn't make me a better worker, a better developer, more efficient at what I do. It's just simply a metric to look at. I've found that being aware of kind of how I'm feeling and what my situation is, I've written a blog post on optimizing the way that you work and figuring out what works well for you, what doesn't. And sometimes stepping away and doing something completely different, maybe it's working on a side project or indulging in a hobby that you're into, can free up some of that brain space, that clutter, that stress, that anxiety about work, to where you can come back and really kind of dive in, get that groove a little bit, instead of trying to force it. And that's one of the key benefits that I've really enjoyed as working as a full-time freelancer, is I have the ability to step away. And oftentimes what I found is when I step away, even if there's crazy deadlines, you know, just personal story here. So I started this week with a bunch of things just falling on me at once. And I knew it was coming. I just wasn't sure if it was going to be the week before this week or the week after. I just knew a bunch of things were coming down. Deadlines were going to be hit. And so that just naturally creates a lot of stress. You know, that creates stress and anxiety about how am I going to get through all this? And I just told myself, all you can do is just one foot in front of the other. Just work, you know, be consistent and get stuff done. And I did that. And I got to a point now here at the end of the week where, you know, a little bit of stress kind of built back up in terms of the work that was needing to be done. But I literally took about half the day off yesterday, just, you know, not doing any sort of work, just doing something for me. And it was nice to do that and have the flexibility to do that without having to okay it from the boss, right? Or having to, you know, make sure I was in front of my desk logging hours. So all of this to say, if you don't already, you know, do something, hobby, side project, whatever you want to call it, whatever it is for you, if you don't already have something like that, you should find something. Find something you're interested in. Honestly, I don't care if it's TV, video games, whatever. What you should also do, if you do have something like that, but maybe you're not spending a ton of time on it, maybe you should invest some more time in it. Now, I'm not saying start slacking off. So hopefully, you know, when I say things like video games or whatever, it doesn't come across as I'm not promoting you slacking off. What I'm promoting for you as a freelancer is forcing yourself to take a break away from work, if for nothing less than to keep your sanity and to help mitigate that stress and anxiety that you feel as a freelancer with, you know, pending deadlines, new work. Maybe no work is coming. Maybe you're stressing about that. Even if you have no work coming, I still recommend that maybe you find something that you can kind of pull yourself out of that worry and stress of not having any work lined up. Find something to pull yourself out. So then when you come back to it, you're recharged, you're refreshed, and you can kind of hit the ground running. And what I found is that those breaks allow me to have more productive stints of work. Whether that's, you know, just focusing on a particular day or even a week or even sometimes a month. But side projects for a freelancer are crucial. So with that said, that's going to end and wrap up today's show. As always, guys, I appreciate you listening to the Freelance Podcast. Shoot me an email, reach out to me on Twitter. What sort of side projects or hobbies do you guys have? What refuels you as a freelancer? You know, tell me a story. What is something recently that's happened to where, you know, you were maybe dealing with the funk of work, but because you had this side project or this hobby, you were able to kind of recharge your batteries and conquer what was there for you. You can shoot me an email, rj@rjmccollum.com. Reach out on Twitter @rjmccollum. Whatever works best for you, I'm the places that exist online, and I'm sure you guys can figure out how to find me. And one last thing before I go, as always, guys, if you can, if you haven't already, if you have, thank you, but if you haven't already, hit up iTunes, leave a review, even if it's just a 5-star rating. It helps people find the show, which means more listeners, which means we get to help more people, and also everything is just going good for freelancers from those reviews. So thank you for listening, as always. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and until next week, we'll talk to you then.